Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Arunachal Pradesh's Chera Loku, representing India, won a silver medal at the 5th World Tai Jiquan Championships held in Burgas, Bulgaria. Additionally, Mepung Lamgu also secured an impressive 5th position, showcasing the rising strength and potential of the state's athletes at the international level. Tenzing Norbu Thongdok, member of the Northeastern Council who is on a two-day tour of East Siang District, Arunachal Pradesh, visited project sites in Pasighat, Rukshin and Mebo subdivisions. At Mekong Village, he attended inaugural program of the Common Facility Center built under the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region scheme and urged villagers to use online services. He also inspected the 14-kilometer Mirem Mekong Jonai Road funded by NEC. In a review meeting, he stressed timely submission of utilization certificates and project completion reports. He assured NEC will fund new projects and advised engineers to propose smaller essential projects. Department of Youth Affairs, in collaboration with Arunachal State Council for Science and Technology, are organizing Arunachal Science Lake, a working model making competition on 17th July 2026 at Arunachal Pradesh Science Center, Itanagar. It is aimed at fostering innovation among young youth through STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics fields. The 2026 edition, themed STEM for Vikasit and Atmanirbhar Bharat, invites participants to create impactful solutions in sustainable agriculture, green energy and emerging technologies with a total prize pool of ₹3,30,000. Registration will be open from 1st May to 30th May 2026. The competition will be held under two categories, 15 to 21 years for juniors and 22 to 29 years for seniors. The newly elected team of the Adi Students' Union, led by Vice President Dutin Jamo, extended a humanitarian gesture by donating edible items along with cash assistance to Deepak Nabam Living Home in Sinki View, Itanagar today. Speaking on the occasion, ASU members emphasized the importance of standing in solidarity with those facing hardships and reaffirmed their dedication to serving society beyond student-related issues. The gesture was appreciated and lauded by locals. As part of ongoing anti-drug efforts in East Siang District, the Mebo Dolung Drugs MIMAC team and East Siang Police held a day-long drug abuse awareness program at Mebo Community Hall. Under Operation Dawn 2.0 with the theme Healthy Village Under Localization of Sustainable Development Goal, SP Pankaj Lamba leads a trained anti-drug squad. He urged parents to monitor children. Meanwhile, Dr. Ozon Borang cited drug harm to youth, families, society, advising elders to guide youth, along with suggesting young students to limit excessive mobile use. Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast orange alert, thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places of Papumpare, East Siang and Lower Divang Valley district of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, it also predicted yellow alert of thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain at isolated places of Lower Subansiri, Lower Siang, Upper Siang, Luhit, Namsai, Changlang and Tirap districts and only heavy rain in Anjao district. India Post Payments Bank today announced the launch of its self-help group savings account, a dedicated offering aimed at advancing financial inclusion and empowering women-led SHGs across rural India. It features include no minimum initial deposit requirement, no monthly average balance requirement, a maximum balance limit of 2 lakh rupees, no account closure charges and no QR card issuance charges. The Election Commission has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECNET platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person entering counting centers. The poll body has said that the initiative will come into effect from the 4th of May during the counting of votes for assembly polls in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry, along with by-elections in 7 assembly constituencies across 5 states. According to the Commission, the QR code-based verification will be a crucial layer in newly implemented 3-tier security system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.